We're doing Perek Chet, Halacha Yud Gimel, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chayim, the laws of honoring a shul. Hayu lebet haknesset shnei ptachim, lo yikanes bepetach zeh, lasot derech latzet bepetach hasheni, likatzer darko. If the shul has two entrances, two openings, so a person shouldn't make a shortcut to go through the shul, shenchnas bo litpalen mutar, but if you entered the shul to pray, you don't have to go back out the longer way, then it's mutter to go out the way that'll be shorter for you to get home, even though technically you used it as a shortcut, but that's not a problem. Halacha Yud Dalet, asur likanes behem el al dvar mitzvah. It's prohibited to enter shul unless you're going there for the sake of a mitzvah. Mishi tzich likanes lebet haknesset tzoko. What happens if you need to go in? You left your tefillin there. You need something from the shul for your own needs. Kigon likol chavro. For example, you need to call your friend. Yikanes veikra me'at. So when you enter, this is the same thing for a base medrash. You enter, you read a little bit, and you read a few psukim, and then you do what you need to do. But if you don't know how to read a few psukim, yishem me'at bebet haknesset. He should pause a little bit out of respect for the shul. V'chakach yitzen. Only then exit the shul. Because the mere fact that he detained himself in a shul, pausing, sitting in a shul, is a mitzvah. The verse says, praised are those who detain themselves in God's home. There's a level of piety that you don't spit out your phlegm or spit out in shul. And really, wherever you go, a person should be careful not to spit in front of people. When the verse says God will still take a person to justice, that's a person who spits before his friend. That's why if someone sees a thick piece of phlegm that won't disappear in a few seconds, so if it's there in Shusaram, it's something that when people look, it disgusts them. So try to cover it with something. And when a person blows his nose in front of other people, he shouldn't open up the tissue in front of other people. Maybe it's not clean. And a person has to be very careful not to do things that disgust other people. So that's halacha. You're not supposed to do things that are disgusting in front of other people if it disgusts other people, even if it doesn't disgust you. But if it disgusts other people, Chazal say you're not supposed to do it. Halachat etzayin, batek nesdot uvatei midrashot, yishinog behem kavod gadol. In shuls or base medrash, a person has to treat them with great honor, velishmor al nikyonam, and to maintain their cleanliness, v'hu kvod shamayim, and that is a way of honoring heaven. And Chazal also tells us that Yehoshua merited to take Moshe's place, not because he was the smartest disciple, but because he was always there setting up the benches for the learning. He set up the benches, and that was the reason he merited to take Moshe's place, to be the next leader. There were other great people in Am Yisrael, but he was lo yamish mitoch oel. Chazal say he set up the chairs. That was his dedication to the academy.